Mrs. Trent, may I help you?
Trent, it's Jasmine. Did you get a hold of the Medicaid broker?
I did.
And?
They are looking into it, and they said they're going to be sending me something that I should get within 72 hours.
Awesome. Did they schedule a telehealth with your mom yet or no?
They did. Or, okay. No, they will be reaching out, but she's not great, so I'm not sure if this is going to...
She's not what?
I said my mom is not, she's not in great shape, but she keeps, I have her in the, she had heart surgery and then the recovery didn't go well. And then so she was at the rehab center and then she wasn't getting any better. That's why she's in the skilled nursing now. And, but she just keeps saying she wants to go home. And I'm like, Mom, you're like, you need 24-hour care. You need people to watch over you. And she's like, I just want to go home. And so that's why I'm looking into seeing if there is any possibility, but I'm not sure that it's going to be because she's so frail. So we'll see.
Aww, that's so sad. I'm sorry,
yeah.
Trent.
Yeah.
That's horrible. Give her hope. She needs hope. Whisper in her ears, tell her you're doing everything necessary to get her home. Tell her, I know you want to go home. We're trying to get you the right insurances that cover it. We're trying to get you the help you need at home. Give her hope. She needs hope. She needs something to hang on to.
Yeah.
When you get into a nursing home, you got to understand that now she's by herself. She's vulnerable. She's around strangers. You don't know what's happening to her. If I were you, I would put a baby monitor in there because nursing homes, they suck. Okay. There's a lot of abuse and neglect happening in those places. Okay. And she feels vulnerable. She feels as if she's going to die in there. So she needs something to hang on to. She needs hope. So
yeah.
If you could just whisper those words into her, you know, breathe life into her, breathe life, let her know that you're working as hard as you can to get her out of there. That will keep her holding on until she gets better, hopefully, and bring her home.
Yeah.
Even if she passes away the next day, she'll be where she wants to be.
Right.
Trent, I'm here for you. You have my phone number. Keep insisting because at least you'll die without any debt. Or if she does come out the hospital, at least you have the resources that you need to get her the help at home. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Call me if you need me, Trent.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.